While the media focuses on the upcoming election, a more pressing crisis is unfolding. Global leaders are maneuvering us towards dangerous outcomes, and if people truly grasped the situation, we'd see massive protests everywhere. Our comfortable lives are at risk of upheaval. The U.S. could soon face multiple major conflicts, and we're unprepared. Most Americans may not recognize Taiwan on a map, but for China, it's a critical issue. Recently, a Chinese general warned that Taiwan is the first red line that must not be crossed. This stark warning reveals the urgency of understanding the gravity of the situation. The stage is being set for the cataclysmic wars of 2025. By Michael Snyder. While the mainstream media focuses our attention on the upcoming election, the stage is being set for the unthinkable. Chess pieces are in motion all over the planet, and global leaders continue to drag us in directions that we should not want to go. If everyone truly understood where current events were taking us, there would be massive protests in every major city right now. The comfortable lifestyles that so many of us take for granted are about to be shattered. The U.S. could soon find itself involved in several major wars simultaneously, and we are definitely not prepared for such a scenario. Most Americans could not even pick out Taiwan on a blank map of the world, but for the Chinese, the island of Taiwan is of the utmost importance. On Thursday, a Chinese general told Jake Sullivan to his face that Taiwan is the first red line that must not be crossed. A top Chinese general on Thursday told White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan that the U.S. must stop its collusion with Taiwan during a high-stakes meeting in Beijing. General Zhang Yusha, vice chairman of China's Central Military Commission, told Sullivan that Taiwan is at the very core of China's core interests, the bedrock of the political foundation of China-U.S. relations, and the first red line that must not be crossed, according to a readout from the Chinese Ministry of National Defense. The PLA will definitely take countermeasures against the provocations of the Taiwan Independence Forces, the readout said. Zhang had told Sullivan, using an acronym for China's military, the People's Liberation Army. China urges the U.S. side to stop military collusion with Taiwan, stop arming Taiwan, and stop spreading false narratives on Taiwan. The Chinese are very angry, and they have been preparing to take military action against Taiwan for a very long time. When that finally happens, we will be at war with China, and everything will change. Meanwhile, the Russians continue to gobble up even more territory in eastern Ukraine. Russian troops continue to make significant advances toward Pokrovsk, the city in Donetsk that is a key logistics hub, according to the Institute for the Study of War, ISW, whose map shows the latest state of play in the region. The Washington, D.C., think tank cited geolocated footage from Wednesday it said showed Russian advances into Memrik, a town around 18 miles southeast of Pokrovsk, which some military bloggers claimed Moscow had completely seized. Other geolocated footage showed advances by Russian forces in other areas southeast of Pokrovsk, near the city of Novorodivka, which has been corroborated by Russian military bloggers. At this point, Western leaders are so desperate to achieve victory that they are throwing everything except the kitchen sink at the Russians. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. In fact, the British have even sent robotic war dogs to Ukraine. The United Kingdom has provided Ukraine with robotic war dogs that have started assisting troops on the battlefield and terrifying Russian troops who see them, according to reports. The robot dog demonstrated its capabilities in delivering a range of critical equipment, showcasing its potential as an invaluable asset to military units, manufacturer Brit Alliance said of the units. The robot dog exhibited exceptional mobility and agility, crucial for traversing complex and hostile environments, the company added. Whether navigating through debris, climbing over obstacles, or moving stealthily across open ground, the robot dog has proven itself capable of maintaining a high level of operational effectiveness. Both sides are just going to keep escalating matters until a line is crossed that will never be able to be uncrossed. The Russians are preparing for that inevitability by constructing shiny new bomb shelters for their population. The Kremlin yesterday released a bizarre video glamorizing its newly built bomb shelters as Ukraine continued its incursion into Russian territory. Filmed in the popular Black Sea resort of Sochi, the clip features two young women smiling as they walk into a shelter, as if this is just another part of everyday life. Unfortunately for us, when bombs start falling on our soil, we will be out of luck because we don't have any bomb shelters. Interestingly, a YouGov poll that was conducted last year discovered that 66% of Americans are concerned that humanity could be wiped out by nuclear weapons. According to a 2023 YouGov poll of 1,000 respondents, 66% are worried that the human race will be wiped out by nuclear weapons. Roughly the same number worry that we will be killed off by a world war. 53% think the next pandemic could do us in. 52% bet on climate change. 46% on AI, 42% on an act of God, 37% on an asteroid, 31% global inability to have children, 25% an alien invasion. We should be very thankful that nuclear weapons have not been used in combat since the end of World War II. Unfortunately, it won't be too long before that streak ends. The war that I am watching more closely than any other right now is the current conflict in the Middle East. This week, Israel launched the largest military operation in the West Bank that we have seen in at least two decades. Thursday marks day two of the Israeli military and security forces' large-scale raid into the West Bank, the biggest seen in at least two decades. Fierce fighting overnight focused on a mosque in the city of Tulkarem, resulting in five Palestinian gunmen being killed. The first day of the major assault involving hundreds of IDF troops and Shin Bet security personnel left at least nine Palestinians dead. Fighter jets, drones, and bulldozers have been seen focusing counter-terror efforts in the towns of Jenin, Tulkarem and Tubas, each which also contains sprawling refugee camps. Amid international criticism over the apparent expansion of the Gaza war into the PA-administered West Bank, Israeli leadership says it has intelligence showing that if it didn't act, another October 7-style terror attack might have been launched from operatives in the West Bank. Needless to say, this has caused tensions in the region to soar even higher. At one point, Israeli troops actually fired shoulder-launch missiles at a mosque in Tulkarem. In Tulkarem, troops of Border Police's elite Yamam counter-terrorism unit were dispatched to a mosque in the city following intelligence provided by the Shin Bet of a group of gunmen holed up there. The Yamam officers carried out a tactic known as pressure cooker that involves escalating the volume of fire directed at a building to force suspects to come out. The Israeli forces had fired shoulder-launch missiles at the mosque as part of the tactic, and two gunmen were killed. As you can imagine, many in the Islamic world are working themselves up into a frenzy over this. I have never seen more anger and more frustration in the region, and it is only a matter of time before it fully explodes. In fact, even the mainstream media is now admitting that an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah is inevitable. Furthermore, after the complete failure of UNSCR 1701 that concluded the Second Lebanon War and that was supposed to make sure Hezbollah would not rearm in South Lebanon, it did so anyway. Many Israelis lost all trust in the efficacy of diplomacy to stop Hezbollah. The brutal truth is that war between Israel and Hezbollah is inevitable, even if it won't happen this week or next week, or even in the next few months. Hezbollah has proven to Israelis and Israeli decision makers that it is a considerable threat that cannot be dealt with only by trying to stop its rearmament. I think that it is quite likely that we could see all-out war in the Middle East by the end of this calendar year. Sadly, most people have absolutely no idea what that is going to look like. It is going to be more horrible than most people would dare to imagine. Of course, the same thing could be said about the other cataclysmic conflicts that are coming too. I have been writing about these approaching conflicts for many years, and now we are just about there. If people really understood the death and destruction that these wars will cause, there would be enormous anti-war movements all over the planet. But instead, billions of people seem to have come down with a really bad case of war fever, and that is extremely unfortunate. Michael's new book, entitled Chaos, is available in paperback and for the Kindle on Amazon.com, and you can subscribe to his Substack newsletter at michaeltsnyder.substack.com.